Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner and founder of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consulting, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company. So it is a new year. We are in day number 20. I think we're on 24. Yeah, day number 24 of 2023. It has been an amazing kickoff to the new year. I hope everybody is embracing and making changes to be better this year and to step into new realms of life that's gonna make you happy and more content. So I haven't made a podcast in a minute. I had a little issue with my part of this podcast with Anchor. I'm not sure what it was, but it was not, I was making them, but it wasn't publishing them the correct way, and it was basically putting up blank stuff. But I think we got it together now, and I want to thank you all if you stayed around and been waiting on more content to come. I am going to be on a schedule now with my podcast. I really like coming on, and I'm looking to interview some people. But I don't want to interview like celebrities and stuff like that. I want the ordinary people, the business owners or that are trying to get exposure to get their business going, giving tips and topics and everything. Just some ordinary people that we're going to talk to, because those are the ones that I feel are the biggest celebrities around. So I'll be getting some of that stuff set up. I will be going live from New Orleans next week. While I'm there, I will be I'm not sure what day, but I will be going live. Most likely it will be Friday, Saturday, maybe, because I have a big event, my annual event. It's supposed to be for Super Bowl, but when they added the extra week, it falls Valentine weekend, and most people want to be with their loved one or what have you. So we decided to keep it the first weekend of February, and we will be in New Orleans this year. This is my sixth year having this event. It is the sixth year, because the first event we just did a summer event. So yes, this is my sixth year having this event, and then we come back and we're gearing up to go to Rio de Janeiro. Right now that trip is iffy because a lot of people are not liking the price of the flights, and then we are on the Virgin Voyager in October of this year, which is the all-adult Virgin Atlantic cruise line. I think right now we're at about 80 people that's going in my group. So I put on events throughout the year. Most people probably don't know it, but I do host a lot of events. These aren't business events. These are actually adults coming together, having fun, and just enjoying life. We have been doing this since 26. Well, I'm saying we, when I should be saying I, have been doing this since 2016 faithfully. Every year, at least two events. Some years we have done three. We have been from Vegas to Mexico to Jamaica to the DR to Dallas. We've done, we've been all over. Like we've been multiple places. We have tapped out, fully tapped out on Vegas. I will not take my group back to Vegas anymore. I am exhausted with Vegas. I thought I wanted to move there, but we went last year this same time, beginning of February, and we had a blast. It was amazing. I had rented, what do we have? We had two big party buses. We just partied all weekend and had a great time. I mean, I take all adults with me. Nope, gotta be over 21. And we just have fun. Like, we literally have fun. We have a good time. Some of the people that have went on trips with us, we have done multiple cruises. When we do these trips, these people, some people, this is their first experience of stuff. So I have been the one that has provided experience. We've had people who've never flown before that have went with me overseas, and we've had a great time overseas. I didn't care for the resort we stayed at too much. The original resort that we were supposed to stay at was amazing. I've been there for a conference before, a speaking conference. And that's the one that I really wanted us at. But cost-wise, I had to go with what the census of my group could afford and would be comfortable with. And honestly, the ones that were complaining didn't even show up. So I regretted that I did not take them where I originally said we were going to go, which was would have been an amazing trip. It would have been great. But we made the best of it, and we had a great time. We went on a cruise, a party boat. We did a party boat while we were there, and we just had so much fun. When I say we had so much fun, that it was nice, and that's where, you know, I was when I received my last ring. So that whole trip was like a weird trip, but a fun trip overall. So get out and do some things. Enjoy life. Life isn't all about just working, or, you know, not going places and doing things. A lot of people say, well, I can't go overseas, or I don't want to go overseas. Overseas isn't for everybody. We've been to the Bahamas a couple of times with the group. I travel a lot, not only with work, but I also travel for fun and for leisure. I turned 50 this year. I am so excited that I get to turn 50 this year, and my birthday party will be in Jamaica. I'm finalizing the details of everything so that I can let my friends know. I'm getting invitations made because they're going to get invites. This is my 50th, so I got to go out with a bang. I have so much stuff coming up. A lot of stuff with my Eastern Star. I have a new role. Congratulations to me after 30 years of being a faithful, dedicated, and inspirational member. I am now a Supreme Grand Matron, which is an amazing title. Pretty much one of the highest ranking. It is the highest ranking title within the organization. So that was given to me under our Supreme New Life Supreme Council and our everything, you know, with them and everything. So I am excited. We're working on some stuff. I talked to my Sovereign Prusin last night and my Sovereign Grandmaster. We, you know, talked about some stuff we got coming up starting in February. So we'll see how that goes. Also, with my businesses, the tea company, I've only been dealing with commercial right now, but I got everything basically back the way that I wanted it, and I will be doing more marketing on the tea company. I have a photo shoot set up for this spring for the tea company, and also flavors. I'm going to stick with the flavors that I have right now, but I am working on a anniversary flavor for me, but I don't know if I'm gonna bring it out in the summer or if I'm gonna bring it out in the fall. I think it's gonna be more of a fall tea, but we're working on I keep saying we. When I say we, I mean me. I'm working on an anniversary flavor for me in the tea company, the coaching world. So I have been quiet. I have not been coaching. I've been dealing with some stuff. After my father died, I realized I needed to take a break and just focus on Tecretia. And I am very pleased with what I did and how I decided to do it. I battled a little bit. I'm not going to say it was full depression, but I battled a little bit with just trying to shut down and not accept it. And do the busy stuff to keep me going, which turned into me drinking a whole lot more than I should have. And I will talk about this more. I will have a membership section of this podcast, as well as another platform that I'm going to do a membership only. And that membership only, I'm going to go a lot into details of what I've been dealing with and what I have encountered with trying to shield grieving and not deal with grieving and just let it out. I didn't want to cry. I cried a little, but I didn't want to cry. I didn't want to accept that, you know, my father is not here. So some of these things I will be talking about will be helping other people to get through what they're going through, to get over what they're going through, to deal with what they're dealing with, to realize we are here in the now. And we're not always going to be here in the now. Granted, we don't want our loved ones to leave us. But we are promised two things, and that's birth and death. Those two things are guaranteed to happen to anybody. The time of death, we do not know. The time of birth, kind of, sort of know, because a lot of births are planned, and even the unplanned, doctors can tell when your 40 weeks are going to be up, or if you're going to have it early, or if they're going to have to take it early. But when death comes, we don't know when it can happen. It can happen to you at an early age. It can happen to you at a later age. In all reality, that is a part of life. It's a circle, it's a ring, and that takes that person from the physical presence of being with us to the presence of eternally being with us, preserving those great memories, making memories with your loved ones, doing everything that you can. I have great memories with my father, and I have some not so great memories, but the great memories outweigh the not so great memories. My father has been in my life all my life. My father and my mother were together pretty much the majority of my life. They separated, they got back together, but my dad was always a part of my life, and it's hard to not have him, but then I also say it's selfish to not let him go, because he was dealing with dementia a touch of dementia. It was starting to get worse. And when a person is dealing with that, they don't look the happiest. And that wasn't the father that I was always used to and the father that I always dealt with. So in my paid subscriptions, they're not going to be expensive, because I'm not doing it for that. But I do feel like respecting of my time is the biggest part. My discard app is where I'm going to be doing a lot of that. And then the paid portion of Anchor is where I'm going to put the rest of, you know, some of the conversations we have. And when I say we this time, I mean my son and myself. He's been helping me get studio equipment and things together for the podcast so that it's a lot more professional. He's the same son that made my intro beats and all of that. My son does, he can produce music and he makes beats and sounds when he feels like it. But he has some of the music you hear is coming from my youngest boy. So, you know, I love my kids. My kids, you know, they all have their own talent, and I'm very thankful for the talents they have. So sometimes we just have to sit back and we have to think. You know, a lot of times our happiness will disturb a lot of people, because they can't understand why you're so happy, or why people like you, or why people deal with you, because they're not happy and they don't have people that like them or they deal with them. But that is here nor there, and it is not your oration. It is not for you to be focused on, or you to be, it's not for you to give up. It's for you to understand, no matter what we do in life, as an individual, as people, there will be people who will figure out a way to not like what we're doing. And that's just norm. Why? I don't know. I think it's just too much time on people's hands. They don't know how to get into their own realm of life. Because if I'm doing something on my end and it doesn't impact you, it doesn't affect you, it's not a part of your circle, you're not paying me no attention, you doing your own thing, it wouldn't disturb you. It would not bother you at all. If I am enjoying my life, and just say I decide that I want to go to Bali, and I go and I enjoy my life, and I do what I'm doing, if it's not for you, then you don't have to connect with me. It is over 8 billion people in this world at this present time. One person should not be your only focus, as you should not be focused on the person that you do not resonate with. I'm not watching, I don't watch certain new artists. Like, some of the music is not for me, so why do I need to listen to it? I don't need to pinpoint and watch and say, well, he made this word in this song and he did this in this song. And then I went and I looked up his life and I see that he did this when he was 10 and I saw that this went on in his life. Why am I giving that much energy? Why would you even put that type of energy in your space? See, my friends that I'm close to, we're trying to do something totally different. The people that I'm connected to, I get people all day, every day, asking me for help to elevate their business, asking me for help to get them where they need to be in life, or how do I do this to get where I want to be? What can I do to achieve something better? And I give them that information. We're trying to get to places that we didn't reach, or we feel we may not be able to reach, or we see it as a goal and don't know how to reach it. And that is perfectly fine. You don't need to answer to anybody. You don't need to explain yourself to anybody. And when I'm saying this, I'm speaking to myself as well. You know, a lot of times we get so distracted with things that people do towards us that we give in to their childish behavior, and we have to let that go. We have to realize that those people are broken individuals who never were shown real love. No matter how much you get on whatever platform you get on and you talk this good talk, because see, talk is one thing, but your actions show something different. So when I get on here and I talk about, hey, I have this, and hey, I did this, and back 10 years ago, I did this, and I did that. I don't care what you did 10 years ago. You shouldn't care what you did 10 years ago. What you should be saying is, oh, 10 years ago, this paved the way to where I'm at today. But see, if 10 years ago you got this, and then you struggling right now because you can't get over the fact that you can't achieve things in life that other people are achieving, you're still stuck back there 10 years ago. And you got to let go of everything that's sitting behind you and welcome the things that are coming in front of you. Life is so short for everybody because I said it earlier, we don't know when our time is going to come. We don't know when we may be on our last breath. We don't know if we're going to walk outside and we get hit by a car. I just read where a lady say her husband got out the car, and when he got out the car, he got hit by another car. So, and she was asking for prayers. We don't know what can happen. Freak accidents happen all the time. Health could start declining. Things can happen. Anything can happen to you, and you just really don't know. So instead of feeling a certain way about other people and their life achievements, focus on you and your life achievements. Some people are so stuck that they can't unfocus on others. Because that's the only thing that keeps them going. Name calling, belittling each other, talking negative about somebody because of their size, their colors, their looks. One thing I will tell you, we're all born different. Even a twin has some differences in them. Triplets, quads, what have you. They all have something unique about them. The way that you're born, the way that you look, everything that's in your life, the way that you're genetically made up has nothing to do with it. And if you're looking at a person's size, let me tell you, go back and look at a lot of things that went on with these celebrities because they wanted arm candy. Because they needed arm candy. You're getting your bodies remade for somebody. If you're not doing it for you, then you're doing it for the wrong reason. But if you're doing it because you, as the individual, want this, that is totally different because it is your body. But if you're doing it because you need to attract somebody, because you feel lonely and you feel this is going to get it, that's not going to change your inner you. So if you work on the inner you, it don't matter. If you notice a lot of plus size people, they have a marriage. They have happy husbands. They have happy wives. They're enjoying their life. You know why? Because they're happy with themselves. They're happy inside, internally. And that's what really matters. A lot of people, they want to look at, oh, she's shaped like this, or he's shaped like this, or his stomach like this, or her butt flat, or this or that. It don't matter. It don't matter. Everybody wasn't made to be built the same way. Everybody wasn't made to go and get this done to their body. Everybody wasn't made to have a flat stomach or a big butt or what have you. It's not set that way. The world wasn't created for everybody to come out a carbon copy. And then some people get so hung up on other people's looks, their size, their build, and everything that they overlook the fact of what they look like in the mirror without any filters. what they look like without any holding in the stomach or trying to pose at an angle. Or I saw a lady the other night, she had to put her butt up on the sink because you really don't have the butt that you think you have. Or you think you need to sit on the sink to push it up so that more people can pay attention. People don't realize, you know, I got to show off one of my greatest aspects is a part of my body. If I don't show that, then I get no interaction. If I don't show that, nobody pays me no attention. But one thing I will tell you, a lot of people will pay you attention based off of you, based off of how you conduct yourself and how you are as an individual. People will pay you attention as soon as you realize your value, your worth, whom and who you are. People don't pay you attention when one day you're going on a rampage over here. And I can speak to myself on this. One day you're going on a rampage over here because something triggered you. But then an hour later you come back and you want to tell them, hey, if you do this, you could have this kind of business. Or if you do this, you could have this kind of life. But you all over the place. And I apologize because I've let somebody take me there. But when you constantly have to make up lies on somebody in order to feel relevant, in order to feel as if you are somebody or something in life, then there's time to seek help because you're missing something. The shallow of the mind is a devil's playground. It used to be, you know, when they say when you get quiet, that's the devil's playground. But really, it's the shallow of the mind. When you have a very shallow mind, you're playing with the devil. Whatever you consider evil, wicked, the devil, you're playing with it. You know why? Because your mind is so shallow that you don't even value or respect whom you are as an individual. As an individual, you don't even know who you are because you've portrayed a look, an image. You idolize somebody else's body because you don't have the body that they have. Because you know you don't look as well as you pretend that you look. Thank you. You go through life trying to compare. And not only do you go through life trying to compare, you go through life trying to critique or put somebody else down. See, that's when you know you're playing with a person who hasn't been shown love or value of whom they are. One thing in our household, I'm my mother's only child and my daddy's baby. No matter how much me and my daddy's kids may not talk at times, I'm not talking to any of my three brothers right now. And that's a personal reason. My sisters and I are talking, but then there was a time when one of my sisters and I, we didn't get along. And then when our father died, we reconnected and we've been getting along. And ever since I've been seeing someone, my sister is very protective of me, both of them. They call me and they say, okay, don't act like you don't see us calling, or don't make me come up there. You know, little stuff like that. But that's because my sisters, they love me. And they want to make sure their baby sister is okay. Here I am about to turn 50 this year. And my older sisters are very territorial with me. The Jerusalem trip, they didn't want me to go on a Jerusalem trip. My second to the oldest sister, so the middle sister, I don't want you to go. Did you see what happened to those ladies over there? We don't know the people you're going with. I'm a little worried. I don't want you to go. I still was going, but the people that I was going with, everybody waited to the last minute and they didn't get the things that they needed. And I did not go because I was like, I can't just go and the trip ain't planned right or what have you. But people do not understand. Friends are very important in life. Having people to talk to, having people to be with, having people to just relax with is amazing. I have so many friends people that I have never met in person, people that I have hung out with in person, people that I have known as childhood, people that I have worked with. I have so many friends, and I value and I appreciate and I love each one of them, because each one of them give me something in my life. They give me a certain level in my life that it works for me. I have one lady that I have known since I was a little girl. They live next door to us, and she reminds me every day who I am. Even when before all of this, while I was in school and she lived there, she made sure she gave me a little pep talk all the time. They were a little bit out there doing their own thing because they were older, but she always gave me a pep talk, and she still does. I got older friends. My best friend is way older than me. We may not talk every day, but when she feels a certain way, Beck will reach out to me. Same thing. We keep in contact with each other. We talk to each other. When I'm home, we try to see each other if I have time, because I'm not home very much. I'm home, I'm in, I'm out, and that's it. But we make sure we resonate with each other and try to talk to each other and encourage each other and be there for each other when needed, or even when it's not needed, we're there for each other. There is nothing that I can't call her or her family for, and vice versa. So friends are very important. A lot of you have ran your friends off because of your conduct, your behavior, your attitude, and you don't want to accept you're the problem. You got to accept something might be wrong with you, with what you're doing. I had to do that. I had to step back and say, okay, Takresha, why are you dealing with dudes that are like this when you know this isn't what you want? They cheating, but this is your fault because you keep giving people an opportunity that already show you they're not going to be any good. So now fast forward, here I am seeing somebody, and this person is on a whole nother level. It is such a breath of fresh air to deal with somebody that's on the level of what I've been wanting. And you know what that came from? Me stopped using the stereotype of what I wanted and then just adjusted it a little bit. For the longest, after I dated Piggy's daddy, the abuser that tried to take my life, after he and I dated, that was the last slender guy that I dated. He wasn't skinny. He had muscles and he was built, but that was the last slender guy. And then I went into dating these bigger guys with the full beard, with the low, either the bald, you know, pretty much bald head, big guy, whatever, and the full beard. The beard just got me. But then I realized, okay, we've stroked their egos so much that they got so many women coming after them, and a lot of them, I'm not saying all, a lot of them don't know how to turn down the attention that they're receiving, so they become repetitive cheaters. I didn't want that anymore. So I said, okay, I'm going to take a break, and I did. I took me off some time. I didn't want to date nobody. I was working on me. Then I got sick with COVID. Then my dad got sick with it. My father passed away. I just didn't want to deal with nobody. I was doing fine. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I think I'm ready to date again. I kept saying it and people did not believe me. They thought I was just joking around. And then I started talking about that lady's son. And that's all I'm going to give y'all in public right now, is that lady's son. It is not because he doesn't exist. It's not because he don't accept me or don't want to be seen with me. It's not any of that. It's because I don't need to give everybody what I'm doing. I don't need to show y'all who I'm doing or what I'm doing or what I'm doing or who I'm doing it with. All you need to know is he makes me smile. He makes me happy. And that's all that I got. Now, when I let y'all know, it might be when I send y'all invitations to say, hey, I'm getting married or something like that. Or maybe one day I might let you know. It's not a hidden thing. We got pictures together. I don't want to show them. You know why I don't want to show them? Because I don't feel like I need to broadcast my life. I don't need to tell you everything that I'm doing in my life. I did that with my last relationship, and I promise you, the minute everybody saw that we was messing around, they increased the focus on him, and they started throwing themselves at him. And being the cheater that he was, he didn't turn them down. He did what he had to do. He did what he felt he needed to do, which was sleep with as many of them as he could and continue to lie to me daily. And that's not what I wanted in my life. So until you decide what you want in your life, stop settling for people. Learn to be by yourself. Some of y'all don't know how to be by yourself because you're lonely, because you don't have a life. I'm out of state 90-some percent of the year. And when I'm out of the state, I am by myself other than when I come to work. When I get off, I'm in my room by myself. Unless I'm in an area that I know people in, and that's very rare. But I'm okay with being by myself. I'm okay sitting and going to dinner by myself. I'm okay with going to the movies by myself. I'm okay with going to events by myself. You know why? Because I'll network and I'll meet somebody else. And I meet other people in the area and I talk to people. And then I build a lasting friendship with people. And we just keep going. Even when I leave that area, I still talk to people in those areas. A lot of you don't know how to be by yourself. You take people back into your life that y'all have purposely tried to destroy each other. That is the most toxic, immature, idiotic thing I have ever seen in my life. If you have purposely tried to destroy me, I'm not taking you back. I'm not going to take you back because you've already shown me once what you're capable of doing. Why would I give you a second time? Because the second time might take me out. Some of y'all are taking men back that you have talked about. You're taking men back that you have accused of certain things. I just talked to my ex the other day. I wouldn't dare take him back. You know why I wouldn't take him back? Because he wasn't for me. He an ex for a reason. I had another ex reach out to me. I'm not doing this ex thing. We ex for a reason. And what's funny is every guy that I have ever dealt with, and it ain't many, and that's the funny part. People don't realize it. I was with my first baby daddy for almost 10 years. Then I was with my middle kid's daddy for almost 10 years. Then I was with Piggy daddy for like 7 years. And then I had a few extra boyfriends here and there. I was with my last situation almost 4 years. We was in a relationship for like 2.5 years. It was closer to 3. I don't do all of this having multiple people in my life. I've had long terms. I've had several engagement or proposals, I should say. And I, as an individual, did not want that marriage with that person because in my heart I knew that wasn't who I really wanted. That wasn't what I wanted. You know, the day that I got my ring from Ben, he asked me that morning while we was in the room, "Baby, if I ever asked you to marry me, would you marry me?" And instantly it rolled right off my tongue without even thinking. "Well, we will have to wait until your daughter get closer to 18 because I don't want your ex-wife to take you back to court and she factor in my income because that's going to be a lot of child support you're going to have to pay." And he just looked at me like, "What? Like, did you have that already said?" No, because I knew what I was talking about. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put myself in a position where I got to be helping you to pay for your bills because they using my income to help you. No, you got to be on my level and you got to have your shit together. A lot of y'all will settle for a man because you want a man to depend on you so you can feel of value. I'm not settling for that. I need a man that I could depend on because I want him to be the man and walk forth and say, "Hey, baby, this is what we finna do. And we getting ready to go here and we're getting ready to do that." I am a strong woman. I have been independent for a while, but I want a man to lead me, but not lead me astray. I want him to lead me with purpose for us. And that's going to fly over some people's head. You can't lead me with purpose when all you're doing is selling me hopes and dreams. I got my own hopes and dreams. You can't lead me with a purpose when you make $12.25 an hour. And I'm already high six figures. I already touched a million over. And you want me to follow you on a $12.25 with a "I used to have" or "back in the days I did"? I don't care about your back in the days. What are we doing now? What is your future focus? Do you have a plan for your future? When you going to retire? How you going to retire? What you got in plan for your retirement? You know, a lot of people don't look at that. How you going to get your medical care when you retire? If your job, if you don't have that job, what's going to happen? We get too comfortable with settling that we think that that is the norm. I don't want a man that I got to be aggressive with because I'm a female. I'm a whole female. I need you to be the dominant person. I need you to be the masculine person. And I need to be the one that's the female. I need to sit back and be pampered. I'm not saying I need a man to take care of me, but I need a man to be in a man's role. Some of y'all want to be the man, and that's where you mess up at. Allow that man to be the man. Allow that man to be the leader in your home. Allow that man to be the provider. And providing isn't always material or monetary things. Providing means giving you the nutrients that you need in your home to have peace and happiness. And that's all I ask for. I don't ask for much. I don't need you to buy me all kind of stuff. I've already brought stuff for myself. What I need you to do is give me the peace and the happiness that I know when I walk away from you, I don't have to worry about you texting this person or you're messaging this person, or I got to sit up under you all the time because you still talk to your ex. I don't care if you still talk to your ex. I don't care if you and your ex have a friendship. What I care about is the level of respect that you and your ex give to your current relationship. You could be, I'm best friends with two of my exes. And they, and what's funny is their current girlfriends know about me. And at first it was kind of like, oh, you still messing with her. And I make sure I let them know. What we had was many years ago. We have both moved on, but we are two mature adults that we can still be friends. I don't have nothing against you. And I hope the best for y'all. See, some people went back and they looked for my kid's father and they felt like, okay, he this and that. But what they don't realize, the level of a relationship Purvis and I have. The funny part is we hate each other guts. We can't stand each other. But one thing I will say, whenever he's in need of some encouragement or whatever, first person he gonna call is me. He may not, he has, Purvis has 5 or 6 kids. And he got 2 for me, his oldest, and then he has another little girl. So he got like 5 or 6 kids. 5, I think. I don't know. Whatever, he got kids. And one thing I will say, out of all his kids' mothers, the only kid mother phone number he really knows by heart is mine. He got in some trouble, him and his current girlfriend had it out. He got in some trouble. He went to jail. He called me. Here I am. I say, well, what's her Facebook page? He told me. I went. I sent a friend request and a message. I say, listen, I'm his kid's mother. Will you please take him back? I said, I was with him for a long period of time, and I know for a fact he's not abusive. He around the wrong people. And let me tell you how to handle that and how to handle him and put him in this place. He was like, you ain't have to do all of that now. You weren't supposed to tell all of that. Because that's the type of friendship we have. When he broke up with his wife and his wife left him, who did he call? Me. Because we have a friendship. It wasn't calling me to ask me for anything. It wasn't calling me to do anything. He just needed somebody that would listen to him and give him some advice. My advice might be harsh, but I gave it to him. And my advice to him was, I already told you I ain't like that helper. When she hit my son in the chest was when I told you you needed to leave her. So that at that point, that's when you should have left her. You shouldn't have stuck around. Now you stuck around and now you sitting there looking like boo-boo the fool because she walked away from you and went back to her kid's father when he got out of prison. So what you want me to do? Have sympathy for you? I don't, because you ain't the one I know that'll sit around and cry. Get your ass up and get your life together. And that's my response to him. And that's the type of communication we have. Then we'll have a talk and he'll turn around and he'll cuss me out. But when I broke up with Ben, he literally called me and was like, Tat, you and that dude really broke up? I said, yeah. And he was like, I'm glad, man, because I used to see y'all taking trips. That shit used to piss me off. See, I got them kind of exes. Me and my exes may not be together, but we still made sure each other okay. When I had a dude down in Miami when I was living down there, cause and he found out and he was like, I don't like him. And when something happened that night and he had to come where I was to help me out, well, not really help me out, but I asked him to come where I was because I didn't know what was going on. My baby daddy was there. My kid's father was there. He's going to always be there. I'm close to some of his family, not all of them, but I'm close to some of them. And we try to hold on to things that we shouldn't be holding on. This is my past. I'm not trying to bring him into my future. He even asked my daughter, who's that lady's son she talking about? Who she messing with now? Why? You got to chill out, buddy, and let me enjoy my life. Just know that he puts a smile on my face, and that's all that matters. And he puts a smile on my face because I'm already happy internally. Internally, I am very happy. I have lost almost 100 pounds in less than a year. I am extremely happy. I'm not trying to tell anybody what diet I'm taking. I'm not trying to tell anybody what if I had a procedure or what kind of procedure I had or whatever. Just know I had to do what was for me that was going to work for me. And that's what you have to do. If she goes out and she has this surgery done, that don't mean that's going to work for you. You got to find what works for you. If she go out and she take this pill and it makes her lose weight, that don't mean it's going to work for you because it worked for her. You got to find what works for you. And that's in anything in life. Finding what works for you is the most valuable and important thing to the success of your life. And on that note, I am going to end this podcast and I am going to say, have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Enjoy who you are. Do not let anybody take you out of your ring. I promise you all, yesterday was the last day. I am on another, I'm telling y'all, I'm on this vibration right now that is so amazing. That I just see so much in life. My coaching, me helping more women, me helping, I got men that I got a male client right now that I'm working with, me helping people overall, me letting my businesses do what they should be doing. So I will be posting a lot on social media about my business. My page is now a business page completely. So that's all you're going to see on there. I will still have fun from time to time, but I am going to be talking more about success in life and being happy and understanding that in order to be a successful business owner, you got to be happy in life. It's going to be a struggle and anger and depression when you try to do it and you haven't found your own happiness and your true gift. So with that being said, you all have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday, and I look forward to doing my next podcast with you all. Bye-bye.